Hey guys, quick note, we recorded this before Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, so that's why we make that glaring omission in our conversation. Hope you're all doing okay. Okay, here's the episode.
One, two, three, let's go!
Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, I got my little air purifier here right by me, so I'm hoping...
I saw that. It's very chic looking.
I know. It's pretty ridiculous. It has a ring on it, and the ring will tell you by the color of it how good the air is.
Oh, did it turn different colors last week when the air was putrid?
Yeah. Or you mean yesterday? Well, I guess this will come out on whenever it comes out, which will be in the future. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. We had the whole summer off. We were going to come back last week, but last week was too bonkers.
Last week was
banana branzo.
I'm really glad you didn't push it. I think everyone was kind of like, no, just no, can't do anything. This is the worst ever.
But now we're back in full force and so ready to ramble.
Ready to roll. Can I ask what your take on the orange opaque sky was on that Wednesday, last Wednesday?
It was very freaky. I took my camera and went and shot video of it.
So you went outside. I was like...
No, I was in my car shooting video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was, like, petrified inside the house. I was completely wigged out.
Well, we got to stop the fossil fuel industry.
We got to stop everything. We got to stop everything.
Just stop everything.
We should probably not even be doing this podcast anymore.
We shouldn't be doing the podcast because it burns fossil fuel. So anyone listening to this, you have to be listening on something that's getting its electricity from a renewable source.
Oh, my God. What does that even mean? How can we do that?
You gotta, well, you first know? Off, we have to create our own internet.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's number one. We gotta get off of Blogspot.
Can we do something easier first? Is there an easier thing we can do?
No.
Okay, no. Just have to get off the internet.
No. What are you talking about?
I mean, like, could we use, like, solar-powered recorders instead of battery-guzzling recorders?
Yeah, I mean, we could get rechargeable batteries and then plug the battery recharger into a solar panel thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we could do that.
Or we get one of those solar panels that you just have attached to, like, your bag or something. You just throw outside whenever you need a quick charge.
Sure.
Have you heard of those?
Yeah. But
they're super, super portable.
Okay. I need to change rooms. Hang on. Okay, Maysoon, what's the deal? What's the haps? We got some listener feedback.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
We have a listener who is living in an apartment in the Mission in San Francisco, and they just got notification that their building is for sale.
Yeah, they're probably freaking out, huh?
Do you remember how many units they said it was?
I think it's two apartments and two commercial units, so four units.
Okay. God, commercial. See, so as you know, Maysoon, because you remember everything I ever say
I remember
to you.
Everything, yes.
My building got sold twice in like the last 5 years.
That is crazy. It's so surprising.
And my building is a 16-unit apartment building in Oakland near 580, near Piedmont Avenue.
Pretty ideal location, I would say. Pretty nice location. Close.
It's a very nice neighborhood. I don't love being on a hill.
Oh, just because it's hard to walk around or what?
Yeah, because like if I ride my bike away is really good, but then when I have to come back, it's
really
hard.
It's a total nightmare.
Okay, anyhow, point is the first time it got sold to some tech douchebags in a Tesla.
Ew. Did they move in or did they just want to own the building?
No, they were just flipping it. They were buying it. They bought it, renovated a couple of the units.
Oh.
Put a fucking gate up so we can't just walk to our apartment. We have to come through a gate.
Wow. Okay. Safety.
Which was so... It was... Yeah, but it's silly. It's not... Nobody wanted that.
Yeah.
And then came to all of us in their little flip-flops. Okay. And offered us a buyout.
Oh, really?
So my first advice to the listener would be... And now, again, we are not legal experts or lawyers. Or tenants' rights
activists,
experts.
Yes, advocates.
So I would say check out Just Cause is a tenants' rights nonprofit in the Bay Area.
Great.
And also check out TANC, T-A-N-C, Bay Area, which is also a tenant solidarity group. They're really cool. They'll come, they'll get a group together and they come and protest when people are getting evicted.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Okay, so I'll put links to that in the underworld.
Okay.
But to the listener, if you are thinking that you might just move, you know,
yeah,
get as much money out of these douchebags as you can if they're offering a buyout.
Yeah. What was the buyout that they offered you?
They offered us $15,000.
That's not enough.
No, that's like, you know, because if we have rent control here, you know.
Yeah.
So if we had to move, we would have to pay like three times more rent just about anywhere
yeah.
in the Bay Area.
Yeah. It's
than
true.
Than we pay now. So 15 grand wouldn't do much and would not really even make a dent on a down payment for a house or anything.
Yeah. No way. Not at all.
So I don't, you know, unless you already know that you're going to be moving to like Louisville or Toledo.
Right. You're already making the plan anyhow. Get the money for sure. But don't undersell yourself. I agree with that.
Yeah. And then after the flip-flop guys renovated a couple things around our building, they sold it again to a giant property management company.
Oh, interesting. And how's...
And they suck. And I hate them.
That's a, have they, are they just like slumlords who don't do anything for you guys, or are they?
when we first lived here, our super lived in the building, and she was a like 89-year-old woman named Laverne, and she was the sweetest person
yeah,
in the world.
I remember that.
And when you'd go drop off your rent check, she'd give you a handful of Halloween candy.
Cute.
Okay. And I loved her so much. And then she passed away,
aww.
And her son sold it to the flip-flop men. Okay.
Oh, because they own the building. I see. Okay. Got it.
The flip-floppers?
No, the Laverne's family owned the building.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
It not her son, like her nephew or something.
Yeah.
And then, okay, then the flippers who literally wore flip-flops, okay, then when they sold it to the mega real estate people, yeah. They came in like the fucking U.S. Army.
Oh, fucking hell.
And started putting signs up everywhere telling people not to leave stuff around and do this and don't do that and like trying to fucking. And then they put another gate up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? How many gates does one building need?
And now we have to go through fucking Fort Knox to get in and out of our apartment. It's a fire hazard.
There must be some issue with, like, if your building is gated, then it's more valuable or something.
Yeah, like now we have to have a remote control to get into our little parking lot, which is so ridiculous.
Because you guys now can say you live in a gated community, and that's more valuable.
I don't think anybody's calling it that. But, yeah, I think it's to appeal to the people that now are going to have to pay.
The suburbanites.
Literally yeah. more than three times what we pay.
Yeah.
Like the renovated shitty units that have the shitty little extra little light fixtures
yeah.
and shit.
There's like a nice faucet.
Go for like $3,500.
Yeah. Is that for one
like
bedroom?
A tiny two bed for a
oh,
two bedroom.
Wow.
Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. To the listener.
Yeah.
Get the payout. Know that if you don't take the buyout, that's fine. And know that they can't just fuck, just because they bought the building, they can't just fuck you out of your home.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what do you got to say about it?
I was just going to say that I have a friend who I think managed to negotiate a pretty good buyout. Actually, I know a
like
few.
How much money?
I want to say 100 plus. $100,000.
$100,000.
Because they were able then to use that money to put a down payment on a house in Fairfax. So
wow.
It had to be a
Fairfax, Nova Scotia.
Fairfax, Marin County. Isn't that what it's called?
I was thinking of Halifax.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to, I think we should, I want to like call, I was actually thinking we could do a little research here and maybe call that person and find out all the strategy around that so we can help our listeners. We know a number of people.
Yes, listeners. I've not only has our listener said this, I've heard from other friends that are getting their buildings bought right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's some so weird trend that owners are trying to sell their buildings now because
people are scared.
They're worried that there's going to be an even bigger crash that will make the value of their houses just plummet. And so they're like, gotta sell while I'm ahead, even though it just seems crazy to do that. Especially for these buildings where they're getting rent. It's like, you're still going to be getting rent, dude. Like, why would you just hold on to it? Just hold on to it for a while.
Yeah, that's wild.
But so, you know, hopefully our listeners can get organized and, you know, look up Just Cause and Tank and talk to people and find out how.
Talk to your neighbors.
I know a lot of people who got evicted, who've been evicted and who have had to, you know, settle out of court. And so, you know, we'll try to get some more information for people to have at their fingertips.
Yes. And if people want more support from non-expert laymen, a.k.a. us, you can give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can also text that number. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
I've also been hearing some talk of, like, rents going down in the Bay Area, but I haven't quite seen evidence of that. And I think especially if you're someone who lives in a rent-controlled apartment, if rents are going down, they're probably still too high for a lot of for a lot of us, you know, depending on how long you've lived in your place.
I think that San Francisco had a huge rent, like one of the biggest rent decreases in the country, but it's because the rent was already so ridiculously high to start with, it doesn't really mean that much.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, it looks like, I did a quick search in light of Shannon's story, just to kind of see what was going on, and it looks
listener Shannon.
Listener Shannon and her, you know, her building being bought. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, you could probably find like a dank dark studio in like the basement of someone's house for $2,000, and otherwise
like a one room dark room, maybe there's one window.
Exactly.
Clown just doll.
The total shit house, shit apartment. And it seems like, you know, like a regular a decent two bedroom, right, with normal spaces and windows and stuff is going to run $4,000 to $6,000. Still.
Should we reach out actually to the billionaires that listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
This is a very popular podcast
amongst
Jeff
tech
Bezos
billionaires.
Zuckerberg. Ever since we tried to find Zuckerberg's house by Dolores Park, he's been an avid listener to the show. So all the billionaires, if you want to get, we can put you in touch with all these people whose buildings are for sale.
Yeah.
And you can buy them and turn them into co-ops.
Yes.
And hand them back over to the residents of those buildings and do some good in this world for 1 second of the
day. For 1 second of your life. That would be amazing. Well, and I just remember when Keith Hennessy's building, he lives in the Mission, and maybe there's like
Pigeon Palace.
Maybe there's 8 units there, and it's, you know, housed by a bunch of like creative people, dancers, artists, writers, musicians, and they fought really hard to save that building.
And they did, and now it's owned by them.
Yeah, now they own it cooperatively.
I think they did some kind of magic sorcery with like a trust. The land trust.
Maybe they worked with CAST or something.
Yeah.
That California land trust.
I think the more people, you know, obviously you have a ton of strength in organizing with your neighbors.
Yeah.
That is huge. And I think it's also gives a bigger advantage to people that have more people in their building.
Yes. Yeah. Because
like our listener with the 2-unit top, two commercial bottom.
Yeah, that's going to be harder, right? Yeah,
that's a rough one. That's a rough one.
How about our other listener? What kind of building are they in that we know?
They are in a multi-unit.
Okay, so maybe
gray building.
Maybe they have some opportunity to rally together for saving their building.
Hell yeah. I've been hearing about it's so hard to talk about this stuff because you don't want it to be like used against you in court.
Oh God.
I heard about another listener.
Yes.
Grannon, who has heard that their neighbors have been hassled by their landlord. And so they got to really band together. You got to band together right now. Every single motherfucker in this bitch.
Yep, is trying to. Yeah, it's true.
We all have to come together right now, Maysoon. Maysoon's crying.
Yeah, no. I'm here for you. I'm here to come together, except for I'm actually in San Diego right now. So you got to wait a few days.
Okay, but we all got to come together and we got to. be totally lockstep together with our arms crossed and interlocked.
Yeah, I think that's what scares these people, these greedy landlords.
I mean, I'm not just talking about tenants' rights and shit. I'm talking all the way up and down the fucking scales.
Do it. I'm into it.
Okay, what else has been going on, Mason?
Well, I haven't been doing anything related to the art world lately because I've been working.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. Have I?
You saw art online. You saw one artwork.
Did I? Tell me more.
You could have. You never saw a photo or a drawing.
You saw a photo or a... Yeah, well, probably. Let's see. I mean, I feel like there was a really good photo of the week that the New York Times had on their website recently.
Okay, Maysoon, I finished my motherfucking McKinley comic was working on for 729,000 days.
You really were working on that for about a year, weren't you, at least?
Yeah. It really got to the real fever pitch at the last couple months where I was like really going off. But it ended up being like over 100 pages long. So I hope people are excited. It's coming out.
Are you selling it? Hell, tell us all about
I'll be selling it probably for about $25 a pop, which I know is pricey, but it's artisanally.
No, you got to sell it for that.
Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Now I don't have to lie about how artisanal it is.
No, you can tell us about that too.
No, it's not really that artisanal. But it was printed by Culpa Press, San Francisco, right here in America, San Francisco, USA.
Local print shop. Support your local artists.
I have to shout out Culpa Press. I know probably everyone who listens to the show already does all their printing through Culpa Press.
Yeah.
But make more things just to give them more business, because Luca is just an incredibly reliable, friendly, kind, compassionate, loving, aww, nurturing, tall.
He is quite tall. Bearded
print man.
Gentleman.
Should we not say printer anymore?
Maybe has a bad reference.
What do you say? Print genius. No?
Print
daddy.
There's too many references to the male genius.
Print daddy?
Okay, maybe. How about print baby?
He's the print baby.
No. He's... Because everyone loves a baby. And I feel like baby is kind of like genderless.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then sure enough, and I also got some proofreading done by Beam Gilsdorf, who...
Wait, really? Cool.
Yes. And she was amazing. And if you need any kind of editing or proofreading, anything like that, Beam Gilsdorf has very fair and reasonable rates and is incredibly, copious. Very great eye for detail.
That's fantastic. That's a really good reference.
So that can be your proofread baby.
Proofread baby. Oh my God.
I think baby.
It's a little weird.
I think we need a workshop.
We need to workshop that.
Okay.
Maybe just, is queen just all around good for everyone? Can Luca be the printmaker?
Print queen. Well, monarch. We're going to be monarchists.
See.
Now. We're working through
it.
We're really coming into a new time.
What is
here,
the
man?
Best vegetable in the world? Print tomato.
Tomato?
Oh no. That's
tomato's a fruit.
Think about the potato famine.
Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. SFAI is still alive.
I don't know how. How? Tell me how.
Me either. They are still doing their teach out. I think what happened was the students who needed to finish through the teach out over the summer, it was too much for them to do in the summer, and so they extended it out. I was looking through the course offerings, and it's not much.
Oh, man.
So if you want to get involved with that because you're just burning to try to save SFAI, it's still limping along, and they have a new committee called, like, the Reimagining Committee.
Oh, God.
I'll put a link in the underworld.
Everyone's trying to reimagine everything right now.
Yeah.
Which I think for some situations is probably great,
well,
and it's probably
it's
sincere.
Just,
others, it's just bullshit.
Yeah. Are they really reimagining, or are they just putting a new coat of paint on the same old
They're just
bullshit?
Trying to save their ass.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. Okay, what else? SF MoMA had tons of drama over the summer.
Yeah, what's going on over there these days?
Not anything new that I saw. Neil Benezra is still the
He's still there.
The director.
Did they lay off a bunch of people, or did they cut salaries? I can't. There was some
they did. They
drama
cut salaries,
that happened recently.
But it wasn't. It was like, it was all well, like, that means something very different when you make six figures versus when you make like 30 grand a year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge.
Okay, so fuck you to them. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What about art institutions that you feel like are doing a good job responding to this moment? Have we talked about this yet? I don't totally have an answer myself for this.
I think
this,
we talked a little bit about SoMart's, the statement that they put out.
Yes.
So that was good. Right. SoEx is transitioning some of their stuff online. They're doing the Monster Drawing Rally online.
Oh, cool.
They're going to be doing their open call show in a digital form.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working it out.
Good. That's great.
Fort Mason has their new drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, but okay. I was so excited. You know this. I texted everyone. I was like, let's go to the drive-thru. No one wants to go to the drive-thru with me. That's totally fine.
The drive-in.
See, I don't even know how to say. I've never been to one before. It's literally outside of my experience.
Whoa, that's wild. I only want to go if I can see a new movie.
Oh, see? Okay. Well, yeah.
If I can watch it at home, then I'm not all
about it. I thought there would be more. I did think there would be more like new blockbusters, because I feel like that's what it's all about, the drive-in. Like, it's not. I don't know. I mean, I would have been excited to see.
Well, if you go down, we got to go down to Concord.
Well, I would do that. I don't need to go to like
Westwind Drive-In in Concord. You can get a gigantic popcorn, like bigger than, think of the biggest popcorn.
Perfect. It sounds
great. Bigger. It's bigger.
Even bigger than that. Okay, yeah. So like larger than a basketball. That's awesome. It's
literally like a basketball and a half of popcorn.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So some for people $7. Were surprised by, right, see, by, I think it was like the Fort Mason one was like $40 a car.
Yeah, but you can fit four people in a car.
Well, yeah, if you're potting with them, but some people are living alone, and so it would be $40 for one person.
Well, pot up, babes.
Pot up, babes. Get your COVID test.
Okay, Maysoon, what else has happened? I want to remind people that Laney College, I just learned this from friend of the show, Conrad Guevara. Laney College has a sculpture park.
Oh, beautiful. I had no idea.
Go check that out, as long as the air is not toxic.
Yeah. Laney College is the college by Lake Merritt? No. See, I'm
That's
always
right.
confused. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
It is a community college, part of the Peralta Community Colleges.
I think Aaron, our friend of the show, Aaron Harbor, I think works there. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Is there also a Merritt College?
Yes.
Is that also by Lake Merritt?
No.
Okay, see, I always am so confused about the East Bay schools for some reason.
Let me get back to you on that, though. I'm not sure where that is.
There have been some uprisings over at SF State University. I think they're trying to make some budget cuts by laying off some of their staff and faculty. And so there's been a lot of, you know, concern around that. So I feel like it'd be good for people to get informed and learn about what's happening there and try to support those folks, because everyone needs their job right now. And there are other ways to cut funds, a.k.a. fucking defund the police.
Hell yeah.
All the time.
Hell yeah. And the Pentagon.
All the time.
The military.
And the Pentagon and your fucking on-campus security that you don't fucking need.
And motherfucking,
you know, whatever.
All I can think of is corduroy pants.
Oh, don't defund corduroy pants. This is the cutest, and it's going to be winter soon. The people in the Midwest need corduroy.
Okay, Maysoon, I also want to recommend to people.
Oh, God, it's also the election. Kate, we have so much to catch up on.
Look, here's the deal, Maysoon. We got to do the fucking election shit next episode.
We are. Oh, God. Okay, yes, because we got to get people to go vote
not
now.
Just vote. We got to get people to, like, okay, Jackie Fielder is running against Scott Wiener for state senate in San Francisco.
Yeah.
People, you don't just vote for Jackie Fielder. Donate
rally,
to her.
Rally behind her.
Phone
donate,
bank for her. Text bank
all the
for her. She is endorsed by the DSA. She is fucking phenomenal.
Kate, can we make some, like, Instagram squares for some of these things? Do you think we could do that for the podcast? I don't know. Is that weird?
What do you mean?
Like some just squares. Some squares for Instagram where we can be like, congratulations, Pine Tree endorses or whatever. Or like wants make you a to voter get out and guide vote.
That's a little slide carousel on Instagram.
It could be that it, where people could yeah, share for like it. Different for different
do
people
we
that we
to
want.
Make a new Instagram account? Because I refuse.
No, I think we could just use ours and just make sure the CPT is on there.
But we gotta get research assistant Katie Kondo to tell us the real dish on the most effective ways and times to post.
Yes. Okay, yes. I'm happy to have all that information.
Okay, great. Okay, so do that and then repost all that shit when we do that, listener.
Yeah.
And we're going to, Maysoon, I think we got to make a commitment. So we have to set an intention.
Okay.
And we have to make a commitment that we'll do the voter guide in our next episode. There's some props, too, out there. Ooh, also, Carol Fife is running for city council in Oakland District 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's another person I would say throw your full weight behind. Carol Fife, she was the head of the ACCE, is an organization that got that that statewide proposition to pass that strengthened tenants' rights and rent control.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was helped organize the Moms for Housing action, mm-hmm. where the homeless mothers basically took over a speculative property that was owned by some motherfucking real estate hedge fund Satan douchebag.
Yeah. All those.
Wedgwood.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, I definitely remember that.
We say yes to Carol Fife. We say no to Wedgwood and Sam Singer, their PR douchebag.
Fuck that. And I think Hillary Ronan, who's the Mission District 9 supervisor, is up for re-election this year. And I believe also Dean Preston, who we just elected, but we elected him to finish out the term. He's yep. now running again against Valley Brown, who I believe is running.
Yeah, he's good.
So we want to re-elect him. They're both super progressive supervisors for the city who are doing really good, hard work.
Okay, Maysoon. Yes, 100%. Maysoon, should we also say to the people, we want to recognize our anarchist listeners.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
And we want to say diversity of tactics, and we respect the people who think that voting will not get us out of the hellscape that we're in. But I think you should vote. But don't think that you're going to vote and Superman's going to get elected and come and save your ass.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Right?
We can't – it's not all going to happen at once. It's like a slow, gradual progression.
Well, not just that, but that you are in charge of your own salvation. Like, it's not – we're not going to elect Jackie Fielder or anybody else and they're going to just do it. Like, there's still so much we have to do, even once we've cast our vote and done our phone banking and whatever. You still have to just – help your neighbor, build solidarity, start a union at your workplace.
Yeah.
make new shoes out of recycled tires.
I'm all for all that. I really am.
And so anyhow, because I feel very much more aware right now of our anarchist listeners.
Why is that?
Because I feel like with Antifa and anarchism and Emma Goldman all swirling in the air lately.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about that voting doesn't matter, okay? But we want to say it's just one of the many things you must do that matter. Right? Like, on its own, it's not going to do it. But we have to do it, especially in these situations where we have a straight-up, like, mass-murdering devil.
Yeah. Yes.
On the one hand, and like maybe a human being on the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about here, Maysoon?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I totally agree. I'm planning on voting. I am also not a fan of either too much, but I will definitely be voting.
Of so devil versus human?
Devil versus humanish.
Okay.
Humanish.
I'm not just talking about that either. I also mean, like, isn't Dianne Feinstein up for re-election?
Get that. I mean, talk about devil. Get that one out.
Yeah, but I think that's another devil versus devil.
Yeah.
They call it harm mitigation, Maysoon.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now? Okay.
Harm mitigation, where you're just like, look, it might be Dianne Feinstein versus Dianne Feinstein.
I think that's all good and true, but I do agree with you that like yes, voting is one thing, and I do think we should all be voting, but like it can't really stop there because they're all, it is still devil versus devil, or like harm versus harm, more harm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just think like for me, like this isn't just about like every 4 years or every 2 years or whenever we're voting, right? It's kind of about all the choices we make and the actions we take in our regular life. That's super important.
Yes. And don't let it just be a valve for all your actions.
Yeah. And I also,
that you feel like you voted, oh, now I've done something.
Really want to encourage people to take, I think a lot of listeners we have do take their local elections seriously, but I do think local elections and state elections are really, really important. It can't just all be about the like, the big, you know, presidential one.
Especially if you're in California, where you may as well just throw your vote in the trash on the fucking federal level. Okay, just kidding. I'll edit that out.
I will say that.
Especially in California. Okay, Maysoon.
Hey, are you still planning on going to the East Coast at all? What's your...
Hell no, man. Okay. I already passed the deadline to do it.
Okay, just checking. We haven't talked in a little bit about this. I'm so sorry. It was such a big plan of yours, you know?
I know.
Such a bummer.
I might try to go out just to do some like little stuff around the fringe if it seems reasonable to, because like it's like, what do I even do there?
Yeah,
you know, like
I mean, I guess there's phone banking, but you could do that from
exactly.
here.
I have been doing that. Everybody do that, and everybody do it for all the races that are important to you, but then set aside 15 minutes to do it for Paulette Jordan, who's the Democrat running for Senate in Idaho.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because if she wins, I will make $900 unpredicted.
What? That's why you want people to do it? I can't get behind that.
And she'll be the first woman, the first indigenous woman to serve in the United States Senate.
So if you're making $900, everyone else who's doing this is making $900?
I will share my $900 with anyone that shows me that they did an
phone
hour
for her,
of
did something.
Phone banking for her.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Here's a way to make some money off of Kate.
Yeah. I want to shout out to our friend of the show, George Pfau, who literally did that for her.
Really?
Did text banking. Yep.
Awesome.
It's very unlikely that Idaho is going to go blue this year, but it could happen. Maysoon, I heard that you want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone does, and I don't know why it gets talked about.
Maysoon, what about this? What about getting rid of the Senate?
I haven't thought about that as an option.
Why should California, with 40 million people or whatever in it, have two senators when Wyoming, with 5 people in it, also has 2 senators?
Yeah. I agree. I think there's actually a fund that I saw because there's this whole thing, there's this loophole for Florida. Did you hear about that? Where they
to pay people, to help people pay their fines and
stuff. Where they can't vote if they have fines, which is like such fucking BS. It's crazy bananas. Yeah.
Send me a link to that. I'll put that in the underworld.
So you can help those prisoners by helping them pay their fines, which I think is
okay.
Totally...
Billionaire, all our billionaire fans and listeners, please just inject loads of money into all these things.
Yeah.
Put it in bail funds. Put it in helping people in Florida and the rest of the country pay off their legal fees.
Right. All those things.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's so much to think about and do and talk about. And it can get overwhelming, as we all know.
If anybody wants to also donate to the show, you can check out congratulationspinetree.com. You can send us some money. There's a donate button right there in the top right corner. I want to give
Do we want to do a fundraiser for anyone, anything?
We always do.
Okay, great.
And then I want to give a very special thank you to Jim Prosser, our one and only donor.
Yay! Is he still donating?
Benefactor to the show. God. Donated all through the entire summer while we weren't doing jack shit.
Jim!
You are the VIP pinecone baby.
Extraordinaire. Yes. You're the pinecone baby.
Yes.
Oh my God. We're going to have to workshop that.
Yeah, we got to workshop. We're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Maysoon.
Yeah. I have.
Is there going to be another civil war?
I hope not. I don't know. That sounds really scary to me, to be quite honest. Let's hope people come. Let's hope we're able to like shift the fucking dialogue here somehow through our political leaders. And I don't know. I it's just like it's really out of control. It's just wild.
I really was thinking that, you know, back in early summer, I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Are you?
I'm ready to enlist and fight in Civil War II. And then I was like, I need to get
Then you saw all the arms people were carrying and you're like, wait a second.
Then I remembered that I'm very scared and cowardly and I can't run very fast. And then I ordered some new sneakers because I was like, well, I better start training.
Good for you.
And then sure enough, the sneakers are never coming. I ordered the sneakers in like June.
Wow, are they some kind of like special European brand that's coming all the way from across the world?
Mason, get this. It turns out that I ordered them from a company in Ethiopia.
Wow, that's awesome.
I didn't know that they were in Ethiopia.
You're just like, these look good. Let's order them. You're like, oh, I see.
So I think they could still come someday.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, you didn't, okay, you didn't get scammed. You'll get those shoes eventually.
I think we need to join hands and join hands with our listeners and say, let's not do a war.
I'm 100% for it.
Don't you think? I think there's better ways to resolve our issues.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
Uh-oh. You had some misgivings.
My misgivings are that I don't want to be the person who's like, there's no place for violence in this world. And I don't always think that's true. I do think sometimes you have to meet force with
fight.
You have to meet force with force. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to, I don't have a clear answer on that.
Well, first and foremost, we do not advocate for violence or make credible threats ever on this show. If it sounds like we are, what we are actually doing is parody and satire.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Mason.
I sometimes feel like, I mean, how else do we do it? By talking? By what? And I don't always think that works.
Propaganda. Mental
okay, so
war.
We need smart people who can brainwash everyone.
Yes, brainwashing.
Okay, so who are
psyops.
Those?
Psyops.
Yes, who are those people? How do we do it?
You and me, babe.
We're those psyops babes.
We got to do psyops, baby.
Baby.
Psyops, baby. Okay.
I do really, yeah, I don't know. It's been a grim couple weeks, I would say, maybe month, let's say. So I'm probably not in the best position to talk about.
I feel like I've been through every feeling about it. And at this point, I'm just like, I don't know. I agree that there are times where the stakes are so high that all you can do is fight, like, you know, when every human being is entitled to defend themselves, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that I would hope not to have, you know, I think that at least when I was thinking, like, I'm going to get my sneakers from Ethiopia and start training for the war.
Yeah.
I think
you're thinking, like, the war on the streets, like, being on the protest, hitting the ground.
No, I was thinking, like, the motherfucking...
You're, like, in the front line. You're, like, on the battlefield.
Yeah, I was thinking that these creepy militia creepers are going to come down from the, you know, Eastern Oregon and start it up.
Ugh. Yeah.
But I think I wasn't having the full picture of what that means for civilian casualties and the suffering that would ensue. And I think some of the people, you know, who are leftists or right wingers are like, well, it's worth it. Like the suffering that's happening now, it's worth it.
We'll minimize the suffering for people in the future, our future generations.
Yeah. But I just would hope that everyone thinks about what it really means.
Yeah.
This is some pretty bleak shit.
I think we need better strategists in the,
psyops.
In the far left. I don't know. It's scary out there. The shit that we're reading about happening in Portland and Oregon, it's just sort of like, the hell? And other, obviously, so many other cities and states.
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty scary. I don't think I'm the person to be there with, like, my gun strapped on me fighting. I'm just like, I don't.
You would look really badass, but.
I just don't think that's quite the right look for me, but. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think for people who feel empowered to do that, then I also just am like, does that...
No, we're not advocating violence.
Does it work, you know? Does violence work? No, right? It just makes people more angry. I don't think it works.
I think it only works if you really completely extinguish the enemy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
And I don't think that's really ever possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the enemy lives within all of us. Is that what
you're... Oh, my God. What? I didn't think that. Okay, Mason, we got to end on a higher note.
I have some things that I wanted to share with our listeners for anyone who suffers from anxiety or panic attacks during these times.
Fantastic. Perfect.
So I actually had a meeting with a therapist earlier today because I have been experiencing, since the fires especially, like some severe anxiety, and was like, I got to get it together. What's going on?
Good for you, Mason.
So there are a few tips that, first of all, this, you know, she was like asking me if I do any like mindfulness exercises. And I was like, I drink some tea sometimes and I try to take dance classes. And she's like, okay, so do you do any mindfulness activities? And I was like, I guess not. I guess I don't even know what that really means.
What about the mindfulness app, Maysoon?
Right. So one thing she was talking, there's this thing. Have you heard about the Octagon breathing GIF?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was really, really highly recommending that. So it's, if, for those of you who don't know, because I didn't know and I'm not,
we'll put a link in the underworld.
The Octagon breathing GIF. It's basically an animation of GIF, duh, of an octagon. What is it? Expanding, yeah. And then contracting. And when it expands, you're supposed to take an inhale, a deep inhale. And when it contracts, you're supposed to, you know, exhale, like kind of forcefully out of your mouth, is what she said. Which I was like, okay, cool. So do that maybe 5 times. That's super helpful. It helps you to center your breath and to bring you back into your body. So into the, you know, right now, and not like, most of the anxiety is about like stressing about what could happen, what might happen, not like what's happening right now. So that sort of brings you back to like this, like right now in your body, which I think is helpful.
Yes.
And then we talked about this other thing, these sort of grounding skills that incorporate the 5 senses, that use your senses, which I thought was super interesting, actually. I was like, oh, wow, that's sort of bizarre. And so your senses are sight. Is that weird? I don't know. I'm so
it's
not.
It's just so funny to me that this, how have you lived in the Bay Area for like 90 years?
Dude, I'm not one of those people. I just live, my true self, and it's just not that. I am who I am. I barely know anything about astrology or tarot. It's true, but I am fascinated by it.
Oh, come on. I've taught you very much.
I know.
About
astrology.
I love
every piece of it. Okay, so the grounding.
Okay, go ahead.
The 5 senses, right? It's like sight, 5 sights, 4 touches, 3 sounds, 2 smells, and 1 taste. And so what you do for sight is you would think of a color, and then you would name 5 things that you can see that are that color. So, you know, like a tree, a box, a pillow, whatever, let's say. And then you would go to touch and you would choose 4 things in your kind of immediate area. And she actually said, if you're outside, maybe just use yourself, like touch your shirt or your clothes or your hair or whatever. And then you describe you describe the way those things feel. And then for hearing, again, you try to identify 3 sounds in your immediate environment and describe them, and the same for smell, 2 smells. And then the most interesting thing was taste. So thinking about just 1 taste, like whatever is in your mouth, I guess you could describe. But then she was like, if you're like in the midst of a panic attack, like you are losing, you're out of control, like you're freaking the fuck out, which was probably me at one point on Wednesday during our Armageddon opaque red sky, like, bite into a lemon or lime.
And really taste the shit.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, that is fucking amazing. It just whacks you out of your brain and immediately into your body. Like, you can't avoid that sort of like crazy sourness.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, that is super interesting to me and such a wild, it's like, it's such a shocker. I think it's such like an intensive moment that it takes you out of like whatever your brain is doing to fuck you up.
Yeah.
So I love that. And she's like, and if you're not having a major panic moment, maybe you're just having a little bit, you can tell that you're feeling more anxious or whatever, distracted or upset. She's like, just carry some sour candies with you, lemon heads, whatever.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And just like, don't eat it right away. Like, let the sour like burn your mouth, you know, or whatever it does to you. Like, actually just be in that experience for a moment, which I was like, okay, that's cool. That's something we can all do. We can have a fucking box of fucking sour shit in our bag or whatever.
Good call, man.
And go to town.
Great tips.
So I had a great conversation with her. She was really great. I was like, I don't really want, I mean, she didn't ask if I needed medication. I don't feel like I do, but I did, and I'm excited to have them, some guidance on how to manage anxiety in this very anxiety-ridden time we're in. So I want to encourage everyone to not be, to just like, just embrace that shit and go with it and take care of yourself.
Seek help.
Be ashamed or worried. It's all good. We're all so many people. I mean, she literally is making worksheets because she's has talked to so many people who are experiencing this. It's like everyone is anxious right now, you know.
Now, I want to also shout out the mindfulness app that's put out by the VA.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we talked about this before.
Yes. And you can go through, they have guided meditations and exercises, things like that, that you can work through. And as you do it, there's this little seedling. And the more things you do, it grows up into a tree.
Aww.
And I love that. And I also want to give an un-shout out and a shout in. Okay.
What?
A shout down.
Oh,
to cults.
Shout down. Oh,
okay,
yes.
People. There's a lot of vulnerable, upset people out there right now.
Don't take advantage of anyone.
Don't get into a cult. If you're a cult leader, stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Mind your own business.
And if you are someone in danger of getting sucked into a cult, just stop that as well. And if you need to give us a call, you can. 419-351-6606. Again, we do not offer any kind of medical advice or legal help.
Yeah.
Because we are not medical or legal people.
Maybe let your family members know if you're thinking of getting involved in the cult. Some people, just let some people know that you're close to, because they will look out. They'll keep you on their minds and will get you some intervention probably.
Yes. And if you are getting into something and you have a loved one tell you, oh, hey, that sounds like a cult, you should listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Maysoon, I think we're really rip-roaring back.
Woohoo!
Ready? I'm excited for that voter guide. If anybody has anything they want us to shout out, things are kind of starting to happen again. Art things.
Oh, yeah. The galleries are opening again. Yeah.
Go ahead and shoot us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. But until then.
And also, please continue wearing your mask always.
Oh, don't go out. Wear your mask.
Just don't. Wear your
don't
mask.
Don't do anything. Don't set fires or... Well, let's not even...
Don't
not
set
even
a fucking
it.
Fire.
Okay, May. Soon today, I could actually see myself going from the bridge...
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been...
Congratulations, Pine Tree.